And that, the people where you're from eat those or use them for bait or what?
Use them for bait. They're not big enough, quite really.
Just have to cook them pot full for a decent meal, I guess.
Well, they're muddier than we are.
One other insect that I meant to ask you about the other day that I didn't, this insect that flies around at night flashing on and off.
Well, firefly.
Yeah.
Lightning bug.
Same thing. Do you have any of those?
Yeah, in summer months.
Another insect that you see sometimes, some of them green and some of them black, you see them hopping around the grass in your yard.
Grasshoppers.
Have you ever heard people call those anything?
No.
Yeah, I asked you about the woodpeckers and you said peckerwood kind of turned around like that. Have you ever heard anybody turn that around and say hopper grass?
No, sometimes just hopper.
Just hopper. And these things that are sometimes collect in the corners of your ceiling, you have to get a broom.
Cobwebs?
Yeah. Ever heard people call those anything besides cobwebs?
No, that's about all.
Is that the same thing that you might find strung between two bushes outside?
It'd be a spider web.
Spider web, but they're different.
Yeah.
One indoors and one outdoors. And the part of the tree that grows underground, you call that the
root.
And one type of tree that I meant to ask you about the other day, it's one that's got these broad leaves and the bark peels and the bark's got hard knots all over it. Ever know anything like that?
No.
Do you have any sycamores?
No, we don't. Very few sycamores.
Or any type of laurel?
No, we don't have laurels.
Rhododendron?
No, rhododendrons I love them, but we don't have them. Not that would be growing.
Yeah.
No, they would have to be very cultivated.
I ask you about some things that have to do with the family. Say if you happen to be married and somebody asks the woman that you were married to who you were, she'd say, that's my
husband.
And if somebody asked you who she was, you'd say, that's my
wife.
What would you call a woman whose husband has died? She would be
a widow.
Any particular term for a woman whose husband hasn't died, but he's just up and left her?
Not that I can recall.
Have you ever heard people talk about a grass widow?
No.
And the man who raised you, that's your
father.
What did you call when you were little? What did you call your father?
Dad.
And what about the woman who raised you, that's your
mother.
What did you call her?
Mom.
And your father and your mother together, that's your
mom and dad.
Or just one word for it would be your
parents.
And your father's father, that would be your
grandfather.
What did you say you knew your grandfather?
Oh yeah.
What did you call him when you were young?
Well, my father's father was Pappy. My mother's father was Pop Henry.
Pop Henry, I see. And his wife would be your
grandmother.
And what did you call her?
Well, I only knew one, and call her Mamie.
I see. Say a man's sons and his daughters together, that would be his
children.
Have you ever heard of a name that a child was given? Well, he was just known by.
Nickname?
Yeah. Could you say, would it be accurate to say that a nickname was a name that a child was called just within his family? His family just called it that, nobody else?
No, probably everybody would come to call him that.
Would anything in particular cover what I was talking about? Some name that his family was just known by within his family and not really anywhere else?
Not that I could think of. It would have a